I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, speaking with Michael Werner. With his colleagues, Werner takes infrared images of young stars using NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope.
We now know that when stars form, they collapse out of clouds of dust and gas in the interstellar medium. And an inevitable part of that formation process as the star collapses is the formation of a disk which orbits the star.
Werner told us that as a star forms, gravity pulls in the surrounding gas and dust. Like a spinning figure skater tucking in her arms, the star then spins faster.
And eventually, that situation can only be resolved from the star's point of view by leaving some material behind, which it does in the form of this disk. And it's in these disks that are quite common around young stars that we feel that planets and planetary systems like our own solar system eventually form.
No one knows how many young stars have disks, but Werner cited one study showing them around up to 75% of stars in some star clusters in and around the plane of our own Milky Way galaxy.
Astronomers are still researching the conditions that favor planets such as Earth to form and survive in these disks around stars. Our thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.